Well, COVID, as I said earlier, COVID-19, we all want to forget it, but we can't. It's still with us one way or the other, if not in a medical sense. Certainly economically, it is still a boondoggle that we are trying to deal with here and around the world. We still don't know the origins of it, despite gallant efforts. And we still don't know effectively what we did right and what we did wrong. This despite the fact it was the greatest disruption to our lives in living memory, in more ways than one. Now, you'll recall a bit of history here. Back in 2022, then opposition leader Anthony Albanese said that a government that he led would launch some sort of inquiry into our response to COVID. He didn't commit to what type of inquiry that would be. The words Royal Commission, I don't think, crossed his lips, probably deliberately so. And so September last year, the Commonwealth, now with Prime Minister Albanese, launches a Commonwealth Government COVID-19 response inquiry. But almost immediately, not just its scope, but its inherent powers were widely criticised as being inadequate. A half-baked effort, basically. So a month later, a Senate inquiry was launched, looking into the appropriate terms of reference for a COVID-19 Royal Commission that would allow all affected stakeholders to be heard. Importantly, a Royal Commission would also allow for all stakeholders to be summoned. And now that committee has returned a very strong verdict that we do in fact need not just an inquiry, but a Royal Commission. Now, Paul Scar, a Liberal Senator from Queensland, was the chair of the committee. He's on the line with me now. Paul, thank you for your time.
Hello, Michael. Good to be with you.
Why did we squib the Royal Commission?
Well, it's a good question. It's a good question. And also bear in mind, there was a Senate inquiry during the term of the previous government where the Labor members of that inquiry actually recommended a Royal Commission.
Yep.
So there was unanimity calling for a Royal Commission. It's just that those Labor senators changed their mind when they went from opposition to becoming cabinet ministers in the Albanese government.
Funny that. Now, is it that they're worried about, in some ways, now government ministers being summoned and having to answer questions? I mean, they weren't in government. What are they worried about? I mean, one assumes they are protecting their mates in state government.
Well, Michael, it's hard to understand. And your introduction basically summarised the importance of having a Royal Commission. And this is important for the Australian people. It shouldn't be about the politicians. And one of the things that came out from our inquiry, we received submissions from hundreds and hundreds of Australians. They want their stories to be told. They want their stories to be heard. And they believe that there needs to be a Royal Commission so we, as an Australian community, can learn the lessons of the government response, both at a federal level and a state level, to the COVID-19 pandemic. It would be an absolute tragedy if we lose this opportunity to have a Royal Commission.
Now, see, we keep talking about we need to learn the lessons, and I agree. I mean, sensible people all agree we need to learn the lessons because chances are we're going to have another global pandemic, and if we haven't learnt the lessons of what we got right but also got wrong during COVID, we'll repeat the same mistakes. I mean, that'd be stupid. But as far as learning, as we learnt during COVID, state governments have a hell of a lot of power constitutionally that a lot of us either forgot they had or never knew they had. That needs to be examined. The power relationships between the Commonwealth and the states, border lockdowns and all the rest of it, that has to be flushed out in an inquiry. The government's proposal will not be able to do that, but a Royal Commission could, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Michael. And it's important for people to know that this Commonwealth inquiry, which has been set up, it does not have the power to summon witnesses,
nope,
to require people to attend as witnesses.
Nope, that's right.
It does not have the power to require people to produce documents. Therefore, it will not have the ability to come to findings of fact. How were decisions made? What was the basis of those decisions? And how did these inform the decision-making processes? And then, as you say, governments have extraordinary powers, especially in emergency situations. And we need to examine, and this is one of the terms of reference in our proposed terms of reference, examine the emergency powers of both federal and state governments and whether or not there are appropriate checks and balances.
Mm-hmm.
And from my perspective as a senator, there were emergency declarations made, but those declarations never came before the Senate to provide an opportunity for senators to register their agreement or disagreement. And that's one of the issues we need to reflect
upon.
It is.
Well, we have to. We have to learn these lessons. I mean, see, now my understanding, you correct me if I'm wrong here, Paul, but my understanding is that when Scott Morrison was the Prime Minister, the former government, there was to be, or they certainly examined, having a Royal Commission into the COVID response. But as the ABC reported this morning, it didn't proceed because it became clear that, again, the states would not cooperate by providing the necessary letters patent. Now, that's all very legal. Can you sort of, in layman's terms, explain to my listeners why that could have been a roadblock?
Oh, absolutely. Look, in order to have a Royal Commission involving both the federal government and the state governments, you need cooperation from both levels of government. But pressure should be placed upon each of the state governments, including my Queensland government, to participate in a nationwide Royal Commission. And if they're not prepared to, they need to explain to the people of their state, in my case, the people of Queensland, why they're not prepared to participate. And if only one state comes on in the first instance, one of the six states or one of the two territories, then the Royal Commission could be expanded in the future and other states could come on board. But again, we can't lose this opportunity, Michael, to examine what happened during the COVID-19 pandemic and learn from it. Future generations of Australia absolutely deserve us to undertake that Royal Commission today.
Well, without sounding too apocalyptic here, Paul, the truth is we can't afford to have another response, the scope of which we had during 2020 to 2023. We simply wouldn't have the money or the borrowing capacity, I'd imagine, to do it. And so it's so important we learn the lessons from an economic point of view, if from no other point of view.
Absolutely. And certainly in our report, we talk about the hundreds of billions of dollars of costs, forsaken revenue, that were incurred at both a federal level and a state level. And we need to have an appropriate process, a Royal Commission, to look at the costs and benefits of the money that was spent and the revenue that was foregone through all of the lockdowns, the fact that people weren't able to operate their small businesses as they were operating, but not just the economic cost, but also the social cost, the mental health implications of those prolonged lockdowns, especially in places like Victoria. All of this needs to be considered, and a Royal Commission is the way to do it.
Now, look, just before you go, we could talk about this for ages. People probably, you know, get all, they said, oh, we had enough of COVID, never want to hear about COVID again. But the fact is, we might have another COVID down the track. We've got to be prepared. I mean, that's what leadership's about, being prepared. Even if it's unlikely, you've got to be in a position to enact a plan, a well-researched, evidence-based plan, should the worst eventuate. Now,
exactly. And you also have to have the courage. You have to have the courage to have an inquiry to examine on a factual basis what happened under your leadership. You've got to have the courage to do that. That's part of leadership.
But again, I don't know why there is this lack of courage, because the mob who are in charge now weren't in charge during COVID. I mean, they don't have to answer the tough questions. They can just say, well, look, our predecessor did this. Our predecessor, same with all the states, all the premiers that were responsible. They've all gone. I mean, they can say, my predecessor did this. I mean, it's not as if they'd even be being grilled. They are a conduit, if nothing. I mean, I just don't understand why we don't want full transparency here. I mean, that, you know, all that does is invite the conspiracy theorists to go run wild. But before you go, the current parameters of this inquiry, because it is focused only on the federal response, could at least, I think, look at the role of this national cabinet. Now, I don't know if it will, but many in hindsight say, look, this national cabinet needs to be examined. It's a cabinet in name only, and yet it operates as a traditional cabinet in the sense that it seems to absolutely adore secrecy. I mean, we've got to shine the disinfecting power of daylight into this national cabinet, don't we?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Transparency and openness is absolutely crucial to good government. And in terms of the national cabinet, how that operated, how it should operate in the context of any future pandemic, that should be examined by a Royal Commission. But you can't effectively do that unless you can also examine the situations where states, notwithstanding the deliberations of the National Cabinet, went off and did their own thing. And you had inconsistencies between state responses. All of that needs to be considered in a Royal Commission. The Australian people deserve a Royal Commission.
I agree. Well said. Look, I think most people listening agree. Most people in Australia agree, and yet we're not going to have one. That's the tragedy. But irrespective, well done on the report. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks very much.
Senator Paul Scar there, as I said, he was the Liberal Senator, well, he is a Liberal Senator for Queensland, but also the chair of that committee, calling for a royal commission into our response to COVID. I mean, how could you argue against it? And if you are arguing against it, why? It is a very loaded question, but it's an important one to ask.